Please be seated. Would you pray with me? Father, we draw near to you with confidence. And the reason why we draw near to you with confidence is because you gave us a Savior, and that Savior was your Son. Lord, I pray that as we remember him this morning, that you would enable us to do that well. I pray that you would give us eyes to see the meaning of your word. You would enable us to grasp the position that your Son has over us. Lord, we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. For our time around the Lord's table, we're going to use a passage that will help us see Jesus' commitment to fulfilling God's purpose for him at the cross. So if you have a Bible with you, would you turn with me to John 18? We're going to be looking at verses 10 and 11 together. And at this point in the crucifixion story, Jesus has completed his time of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. He has accepted the Father's divine plan for his suffering in place of everybody who would believe. And an angel has been sent from heaven to Jesus to strengthen him and comfort him. And being fortified for the task ahead, Jesus is ready for his arrest. Judas and the Roman cohort of 600 men appear in verse 3. But starting in verse 4, Jesus shows something that's astounding. He shows his remarkable command over the entire arrest process. He recognizes that the events of the arrest are starting to unfold and they will lead to his crucifixion. And he strides forward as if to initiate the very arrest itself. And then when he asks them who they seek and they reply, Jesus of Nazareth, his response, identifying himself as Jesus of Nazareth, causes them to fall back in awe to the ground. Here are the men who are there to arrest him, and they are falling to the ground as Jesus identifies himself. And Jesus graciously asks again, who do you seek? That allows them to recollect themselves and reorganize themselves and reassert themselves for the arrest that they're there to perform. And then Jesus demonstrates finally his command over them in this whole process by instructing them to allow the disciples to go free, which they do. In all of this, Jesus is showing that he and he alone is in command of his arrest and in his crucifixion. And the reason why he is doing that is to show that he is committed to the purpose that God has for him. But after witnessing Jesus' astounding display of authority and command over the whole situation, Peter springs into action. So we're going to read verses 10 and 11 together. And as we do, look at verse 11 and look at Jesus' commitment to fulfill his role. Starting in verse 10. Simon Peter then, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. And the slave's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it? Shall I not drink it? Notice two things in this passage before us in verse 11. First, notice Jesus' command to Peter, put your sword away. Put your sword away. Jesus was telling Peter, I refuse, I decline your effort to defend me. I want no part of it. There is nothing within me that is oriented towards and that is aiming at my own self-preservation. I want no part of your sword to defend me. And then notice his question to Peter at the end of the sentence. He says, this cup which the Father has given to me, shall I not drink it? Shall I not drink this cup? He's telling Peter, I embrace the Father's design for me in this hour. I understand it, and I know what it is, and that is that I must absorb within myself the outpouring of the Father's wrath that is in response to the sin of everyone who would put their trust in me as their Savior. He's telling Peter, my Father has a redemptive purpose for my suffering, and I do not want to fail him in that purpose. This is how we want to remember Jesus this morning. We want to remember Jesus as one who is capable of absorbing the Father's wrath against everybody who would believe, And he desires to do so. He desires to do so earnestly. And so if you understand Jesus in these terms, as the one who took upon himself all of the Father's vengeance that was poured out upon everybody who would believe, would you join us this morning? If you have made Jesus the master of your life, and the evidence of your life is that you love him and you demonstrate that love by obeying him and by following him, please join us. When the elements come to you, take them and hold them and ponder Jesus and his willingness to suffer in your place. If you're here this morning and you believe that there is some other way that you can appease God's anger and God's vengeance against you, you need to understand that Scripture offers you no basis. It offers you no hope in that regard. There is one and there is only one way that you can appease the Father's wrath against you. And that is to agree that Jesus is that one and only way. When the elements come to you, would you just take them and pass them to the person next to you? But after the service, I would love to speak with you, speak with anybody next to you. Ask them about who this Jesus is that would willingly give his life in place of everybody who would trust him as their Savior and their Lord. So as the men come and serve us, prepare your heart and take the elements when you are ready.